On this Veterans Day, the nation is transitioning to a new commander-in-chief who, for the first time in history, has no elected office or military experience. But that doesn't bother longtime veterans' rights advocate Rick Davidge. Davidge started the Alaska Veterans Foundation in 2003. He is the head of the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter here and was the chair of the Alaska Veterans for Trump campaign. He says homelessness among veterans is one of the myriad problems that contributes to the more than two dozen veteran suicides that happen every day in the nation. Davidge says many Alaska vets choose to live outside of urban areas in the wild.
I know them because they come into Anchorage in the summertime. We often hire them to help with various projects, and they live here for 2 or 3 months camping out in the woods and make money, and then they use that money for the rest of the year. So Alaska has the highest per capita number of veterans. We have the highest per capita number of veteran suicides. So I'm, as an old medic from Vietnam, I'm really motivated to try to save just a few more lives.
Davidge says he believes Donald Trump will help clean up the VA by giving veterans the option of going to a VA facility or using VA benefits at other medical clinics and hospitals.
That would immediately reduce the waiting list, and it would give veterans a choice. There are a lot of veterans that want to use a traditional VA program, and that's fine. But there are a lot of veterans that don't, and I think that if veterans are given a choice over a 10-year period, we'd begin to find out which of those systems really works best.
Davidge just released his new book called The Second American Revolution, First 100 Days. He says the Trump campaign requested and received one of the first copies.